Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the July 2021 meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council. Before we get started, I'm going to ask our meeting moderator for this month, Carol Ann Dickton, to provide instructions for members of the public and council members about how to participate in the meeting. So, Carol?
Thank you, Chairman Rich Goh. All members of the public will remain on mute throughout the meeting. When it's time for public comment, Chairman Rich Goh will make an announcement. At that time, members of the public wishing to speak should raise their hands. For those participating via video, please use the raise hand option in Zoom. If you're participating by phone, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number, depending on how you are participating. At that time, you will be unmuted. Please watch and or listen for instructions and note that there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted, and your patience is appreciated. Please begin by providing your name and any organization that you're representing. When you are finished speaking, please indicate that you're done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes, and members of the public are limited to one comment per resolution and one comment during the general public comment period at the end of the meeting. As a reminder to council members, you have the ability to mute and unmute yourselves throughout the meeting. Please note that if there is significant background noise coming from your line, a staff member may mute you so that it does not interrupt the meeting. Lastly, council members, if you are experiencing a problem during the meeting, please call the executive director at 201-208-4311. Again, I repeat that, it's 201-208-4311. Thank you very much. Back to you, Chairman.
Thank you, Carol. Annette, please call the roll.
Kurt Alstead.
Here.
Tim Daugherty.
Here.
Michael Dressler. Michael Francis.
Here.
Robert Haltaway.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Carl Richko.
Here.
Michael Sabatich.
Here.
Dan Van Ebs.
Here.
James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Voden.
Here.
Thank you, Annette. Would you also please call the roll of the Highlands Council staff and other colleagues that are present?
Sure. Lisa Plevin.
Here.
Christine LaRocca.
Here.
James Humphreys.
Here.
Mary Jude Haddock-Weiler.
Here.
Kerry Green.
Here.
Gabrielle Gallagher.
Here.
Ranji Prasad.
Here.
Steve Simone.
Here.
Kelly Curran.
Here.
Carol Dickton.
Here.
Tom Taglerini.
Here.
Also, Jeffrey Nielsen.
I'm present.
And Jason Kane.
Here.
Thank you.
Annette, the Open Public Meetings Act, please.
Yes, this meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. This meeting is being conducted by means of video and teleconference. Instructions for participating in the meeting and providing comments are available on the Highlands Council website. Participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up to the close of business on Friday, July 16th, 2021.
Thank you, Annette. Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it
stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all. I look forward to when we get back in person that we can all say that together at the same time. All right, Chairman's report. First, I'd like to introduce our new liaison from the governor's office, Jeffrey Nielsen. Jeffrey brings a very strong legal background to this position, having worked as an attorney for approximately 31 years. He has over 16 years of experience in state government. He was previously employed as an assistant corporation counsel for the city of Jersey City and is a former associate attorney at Gibson PC in Newark, New Jersey. Welcome, Jeffrey. We certainly look forward to working with you. I see you're on there. Would you like to say anything?
Well, nice to meet all of you. I look forward to working with you. The Newark law firm was Gibbons. They're actually quite well known. Gibson they're known for their guitars, but not so much in the law. I will stay out of your hair, and I'll be quiet over here, and I plan on listening and learning before I jump into the pool. So I look forward to working with all of you. Thanks.
Thank you. Next, some news that council members are aware of, but for the benefit of the public, I'll share that our chief counsel, Christine LaRocca, will be leaving us on September 3rd. Christine first joined the council in 2017 as a part-time staff attorney, becoming senior counsel in 2018 and then chief counsel in 2019. During this time, Christine has been an invaluable asset to the council, providing us with sound and steady guidance on numerous matters. She has overseen agency ethics compliance, patiently but persistently chasing us all down for the required filings each year. Christine has also been instrumental in the success of the HDC Bank Purchase Program and our Open Space Program during her tenure here, driving numerous transactions to closings. Christine is a consummate professional and has been a pleasure to work with. She will be missed, but I know you will all join me in wishing her well. Our thanks to you, Christine, and wishing you all the best. Christine, would you like to say a few words?
Sure. First, thank you for your kind words. It means a lot to me. It's been a tremendous honor, and I appreciate the opportunity the council gave me in serving in this important role. And I've thoroughly enjoyed working with both my colleagues and with the council members, and I wish everyone the best. And, after a crazy year, I wish you all health and happiness. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Christine. And looking at your screen in the back, I think everybody knows how much you're into fly fishing. I think you'll spend more time fishing in that pond that's behind you. So good luck to you.
I hope so.
We appreciate all your work and your help. Thank you. A few months ago, this is my last item. A few months ago, I mentioned in my report that the New Jersey School of Conservation in Stokes State Forest was closing. Last year, Montclair State University ended its association with the school due to financial hardship caused by the pandemic. I'm happy to report that $1 million has been included in this year's state budget for the school. The Friends of New Jersey School of Conservation will now oversee the school's programs. The New Jersey School of Conservation is the nation's oldest and largest environmental center. It opened in 1949. This concludes my report. I will now turn things over to our Executive Director, Lisa Plevin, for her report.
Lisa? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. An approved return to the office plan has been distributed to Highlands Council staff last week, and staff will be returning to the office on a staggered schedule beginning next week. The schedule will involve working 2 days a week in the month of July in the office, 3 days per week in August, and staff will return to the building full time beginning September 7th. At this time, the Highlands Council office in Chester will reopen full time. During the transition period in July and August, all staff will remain fully functional and will continue to work remotely while they are not physically in the office. No guidance has been provided yet on a return to in-person public meetings, but we'll obviously keep the council and public informed on that. I wanted to share that on June 3rd, we organized an extremely successful webinar, as a follow-up to our Rutgers Stormwater Management Project. You'll recall that the goal was to provide information on funding and technical assistance so that municipalities could move forward and implement their green infrastructure projects. We had a great panel of experts, including the executive director of the New Jersey iBank, a representative of Sustainable Jersey, and a representative of the Rare and Headwaters Association. And of course, our own Herb August talking about Highlands Council grants. So I'm pleased to say that we had over 75 people attend, and the feedback that we received was very positive, letting us know how useful the information was. And for anyone that would like to see the materials and or the video, they are available on the council's website. Under plan conformance updates, Highbridge Borough in Hunterdon County adopted a golf course redevelopment plan on June 9th. The adopted plan was deemed consistent with the Highlands Regional Master Plan. For municipally issued exemptions, since my prior report, we've received notice of the following exemptions. For Byram Township, they issued one exemption number 4. Ringwood Borough issued one exemption number 4. West Milford issued 8 exemption number 5s. And Chester Township issued 84 exemption number 5s. This includes all exemptions for them issued in 2020 and 21 to date. And we have notified the township that they do need to remain more current on notifying us of these in the future. For project review updates, this month we have 1 completed and 5 pending. For planning area consistency reviews in Mahwah Township, Bergen County, an applicant is proposing redevelopment of 1000 MacArthur Boulevard into a 285,000 square foot warehouse with additional structures. The Highlands Council staff review found the project consistent with the regional master plan with conditions. Also in Mahwah, the Bergen County United Way, along with Madeline Housing Partners, LLC, is proposing to convert existing single family housing into a multifamily affordable housing complex. Council staff review of this project is pending. In White Township, Warren County, an applicant is seeking an amendment to the Upper Delaware Water Quality Management Plan to designate the White 519 Commerce Center sewer service area related to the construction of 2 high cube warehouse and office buildings. Highlands Council staff review is still pending. For preservation area exemptions, the County of Passaic is seeking an exemption number 9 for replacement of the Lincoln Avenue culvert in West Milford. The culvert spans Morristown Brook and is in a state of disrepair. Highlands Council staff review of this project is pending. And PSENG is seeking an exemption number 11 for the reconstruction of a portion of the Branchburg, New York transmission line right-of-way access road located in Byram Township. Highlands Council staff review of this project is still pending. Lastly, Anglers Anonymous is seeking a Highlands Preservation Area approval general permit number 1 from DEP for a stream habitat improvement and enhancement project spanning approximately 4,000 feet of the South Branch of the Raritan River and Stony Brook, located in Washington Township, Morris County. Highlands Council staff review of this project is pending. In open space news, I have something really exciting to report. On June 23rd, the Highlands Council, in partnership with the Land Conservancy of New Jersey and the New Jersey DEP Green Acres Program, completed preservation of the Kugler property in West Milford Township, Passaic County. This is a project that has taken quite a while. So kudos to staff for their persistence and for this completion. It's a wonderful project. So completion of this project results in the permanent protection of 44 acres of high conservation value land. The Highlands Council contributed half of the $195,000 acquisition cost, leveraging almost $98,000 in federal funding secured through the Federal Highlands Conservation Act grant program. The Kugler property will be used to expand the existing West Brook Preserve to the northwest, which is owned and managed by the Land Conservancy of New Jersey, and to which the Highlands Council also played a role in protecting. Following significant restoration work, the site will be accessible to the public via a short trail and a wildlife viewing blind. And under committee news, you may recall last year the council adopted a resolution to create an agricultural advisory committee. Invitation letters were sent out and we received 7 affirmative responses, which is great. So we're in the process of scheduling this first committee meeting and are very excited to get this underway. And under personnel updates, as Chairman Richko mentioned, our Chief Counsel Christine LaRocca's last day will be September 3rd. Christine has been a really valued member of the Highlands leadership team, providing reliable and frankly, often very wise advice and counsel. And I will very much miss working with her. So on behalf of all the staff of the Highlands Council, we wish you the best, Christine. I also wanted to let the public and our members know that the Chief Counsel position is posted on our website and the Civil Service Commission website, and applications are being accepted through July 23rd. I also like to welcome our new resource management specialist, Izzy Castiglione. Can you give us a wave, Izzy? I don't know if people will be able to see you. No, I guess not. You have to be in the frame for that to work. All right, well, she's with us. You just can't see her, or at least I can't see her. Izzy has a great background. She worked as an outreach manager with the Pinelands Preservation Alliance and the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions. She also served as an AmeriCorps Watershed Ambassador for the Rancocas Creek Watershed. Izzy holds a Master's of Environmental Studies from the University of Pennsylvania and a Bachelor of Arts in Geography, Environmental and Resource Management from Binghamton University. She brings a wealth of experience in stormwater and watershed management to her position, and we are very excited to have her on board. So lastly, the next council meeting is scheduled for August 19th. This concludes my report. I know we have a very packed agenda for today, and so I'm going to turn it back to the chairman.
Thank you, Lisa. Do any council members have questions for the executive director? I heard someone's voice. Did someone?
Chairman, it's Mike Drust. I just wanted to let you know I'm here.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for joining us. I think we have everyone on the in the meeting, all council members.
Been on board since you were given your report. I just couldn't get unmuted.
Excellent.
Okay. No problem. So do any council members have any questions or comments for our executive director on her report? Okay, hearing none. Next on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the May meeting. May I please have a motion and a second? And please remember to identify yourself as you are making the motion. Who would like to make that motion?
Okay, I'll move it.
Moved by Council Member Holtaway. We need a second.
Mike Dressler, second.
Mike Dressler is making a second. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any council discussion? Hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Council Member Alstead.
Yes.
Council Member Daugherty.
Yes.
Council Member Dressler.
Yes.
Council Member Francis.
Yes.
Council Member Holtaway.
Aye.
Council Member James.
Yes.
Council Member Sabatich.
Yes.
Council Member Van Ads.
Yes.
Council Member Vizioli.
Yes.
Council Member Voden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Minutes pass.
Our first two resolutions today are from the Budget and Finance Committee. So I'm going to turn things over now to Committee Chair Bob Holtaway.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And first item is the extension of our budget for 2021. We operate on a temporary budget every year. Our schedule is different than the state. And what we traditionally do is the resolution, which is in your packet, indicates that we will be extending the budget at the $210,900 $210,900 per month, same as last year. And also the grants budget will be at $145,420 per month. It's anticipated that our permanent budget should be available at the meeting of September 23rd, 2021. Mr. Chairman, I will move that.
Thank you, Council Member Holtaway. Before we begin council discussion and public comment, we do have a motion. We need a second on the resolution to approve the extension of the fiscal year budget 2021 at the same average monthly spending level. So Council Member Holtaway moved it. We need a second.
Councilman James, I'll second it.
Council Member James, second. So we have a motion and a second. Would any council members like to comment on this resolution? Okay, hearing none. This is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Carol to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on the fiscal year 2021 budget extension resolution only. All other matters should be held for later in the meeting. Carol, please instruct the public on commenting.
Sure. At this time, members of the public wishing to speak should use the raise hand option in Zoom or press *9 on your phone. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please remember that there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. Please begin your comments by providing your name and any organization that you're representing, and please indicate when you're finished with your comment. And again, as a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. At this time, Chairman, I do not see any raised hands.
Okay, we will just wait a little while to see if anyone does, and then we'll move on.
Still nothing, Chairman.
All right, no one in the queue.
No one in the queue.
All right, hearing no comments from the public, do any council members have any further comment before we vote? Hearing no additional comments, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chair Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Thank you, Annette. Member Holtaway, turning it over to you again for the next resolution.
Chairman, thank you very much. And we have grant items on the agenda here. There's a total of, I believe, 5. Harding Township Water Use and Conservation Management Plan for $65,000. And Vernon Township, a Farmland Preservation Plan for $15,000. Stormwater Management Plan for $27,500. A Municipal Center and Trail Feasibility for $38,000. And a Circulation Plan Element for the Town of Phillipsburg for $50,000. We have staff members prepared to discuss this, and we'll start off with the Harding Township Water Use and Conservation Management Plan.
Okay, that is me. In November 2020, the Highlands Council was notified by the NJDEP of an application for a site-specific amendment to the Northeast Water Quality Management Plan, or WQMP, for a development proposed in Harding Township, Morris County. The proposed residential development includes 96 residential units and associated amenities. Although Harding Township is 100% Highlands planning area and has not opted to conform to the regional master plan, Executive Order 114 requires the Highlands Council to review and provide comments and recommendations for WQMP amendments regarding consistency with the net water availability provisions of the RMP. The RMP indicates that the net water availability for the HUC 14 subwatershed in which the project and source wells are located is in deficit, and the proposed project will likely exacerbate the net water availability deficit. Harding Township will be required to develop and implement a municipal-wide water use and conservation management plan as a condition of Highlands approval with grant funding from the Highlands Council. Harding Township does not currently have a grant budget nor an allocation for this work. It is estimated that a total of $65,000 will be needed for completion of the municipal-wide water use and conservation management plan.
Thank you. And one point that I want to be everybody to be clear on is that this was triggered by a proposed residential development, and the town has got to do the balance, but the developer will be paying for his portion related to their development. Next item up is Vernon Township, and there's a farmland request for a farmland preservation plan for $15,000. And we have a staff member to discuss that.
That's my cue. Good evening, everyone. This is Steve Simone from the Highlands Council. The proposed farmland preservation plan would take stock of the township's existing agricultural lands, its current farmland preservation program, and resources that are available to assist in natural resource conservation. It would analyze historic and projected trends in the local agricultural industry, ensure consistency with state and local plans, review means to promote economic development and retain agricultural resources, and envision a future version of its farmland preservation program. Vernon's current farmland preservation plan dates to 1995 and is due for an update. According to a survey of New Jersey farmland assessment data, as of tax year 2011, there were about 5,000 acres or 12% of the town's total area of farm assessed land in the municipality, much of which was prioritized for preservation. While the advent of resort businesses in the 1930s supplanted agriculture as the dominant economic driver and land use, there are several active farms that date to the 1700s, which would still contribute to local commerce and culture. The township has therefore consistently identified farmland preservation as a priority in its past plans and programs. And the development of the farmland preservation plan is proposed for a budget of $15,000.
Thank you. The next item up is the stormwater management plan for Vernon Township, an allocation of $27,500. And this is actually an increase in the scope of work, or to increase the scope of work. And we have some staff to describe that.
Yes, back to me. Vernon Township is requesting supplemental funding to complete the background studies and data collection needed to develop a stormwater management plan pursuant to Highlands Council plan conformance requirements. Vernon was initially provided an allocation of $15,000 to complete the required components, which include digital mapping of stormwater facilities, development of a stormwater mitigation plan, and adoption of Highlands-specific amendments to the Municipal Stormwater Control Ordinance. Given that Vernon is nearly 70 square miles in size, additional funding is required to complete the facilities mapping component. The township is requesting an additional $27,500 for a total of $42,500 for this project to complete the required field work and associated deliverables. This work will also enable Vernon to meet their municipal separate storm sewer system MS4 permit requirements.
Thank you. For Vernon, one more is the Municipal Center and Trail Feasibility Plan. This is for hike, bike, and town center work, and we have a staff to describe it.
Yes, it's me again, Steve Simone here. The township is in the process of developing a town center walking and biking trail, which would run parallel to New Jersey State Highway Route 94 through the town center area. The proposed trail would link the town center to nearby resorts and amenities and potentially connect to other trail systems. Vernon has already engaged with the Office of Planning Advocacy for plan endorsement, and their petition includes redrawing the boundary of their existing town center to encourage more infill and center-based development along the Route 94 corridor. This walking and biking trail is conceived as a means of promoting the continued economic development of the town center by providing an alternative to automotive circulation within the center and between the nearby resorts. One obvious advantage would be the boost to the small businesses in the downtown by increasing foot traffic. The township has also expressed interest in creating a linkage to existing amenities such as the Appalachian Trail, as well as proposed downtown amenities such as a pump track, a potential youth attraction. This is a design phase grant, and including the siting, design, preliminary engineering, and analyses of cultural and environmental impacts. They've proposed a budget of $38,000.
Thank you. Next is the Town of Phillipsburg Circulation Plan Element for $50,000. And again, we have staff to describe it.
Thank you, yes. So the Town of Phillipsburg's current circulation plan element is dated from 2004. And much has happened in the town since that time. The town has been working actively with the Highlands Council on a number of plan conformance activities. And they've done a great deal of planning for redevelopment areas, the riverfront, historic preservation, economic sustainability, as well as trails planning. So this circulation plan element will consider all of this activity comprehensively and develop a plan that will link existing sidewalks and paths, develop new linkages, and explore opportunities for things like crosswalks, traffic calming, bike lanes, shared travel lanes, and other safety features. If you know the town of Phillipsburg, it's a very developed town. It's got a lot of opportunity. It's got a lot of pedestrian traffic as well as a lot of traffic going through the town. So anyway, the comprehensive plan that they're proposing, they expect to take 8 to 10 months and anticipate a cost of $50,000.
Thank you. So just a quick recap, Harding Township's amount is $65,000. Vernon Township is a total of $80,500 for their three, and Phillipsburg is $50,000 for a total of $195,500. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much, and I'd like to move this resolution.
Okay, well, thank you, Bob, Kelly, Steve, and Mary Jude for your report. I believe there is a representative from Vernon Township that would like to comment on the resolution. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mayor Howard.
Chairman, point of order. Should we get a second to that before we open it up?
Okay, well, I was going to, all right. Well, let's go ahead and get a second. Would you like to second it?
Jim Vizioli will second.
Okay, moved by Councilmember Holtaway and seconded by Councilmember Vizioli. All right, as I was saying, there's a representative from Vernon Township that would like to comment on the resolution. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mayor Howard Burrell and ask our moderator, Carol, to unmute the mayor so he can provide his comments.
So I have unmuted Mayor Burrell.
All right.
Thank you so very much. I'm here as a reflection of how important this is to Vernon Township. Before I go any further, though, I'd like to thank Executive Director Plevin and her staff for not only issuing me this kind offer to participate in this meeting today, but for the close and cooperative way that they have worked with our municipal staff in general, and specifically as it relates to these three grant requests that have been recently submitted on behalf of Vernon Township. I didn't really know exactly how this was going to be, but I have a summary of each one of the grants. And in fact, the wording is almost exactly what I was going to say. And it's probably because of the fact that I got this information from our planner. So I will repeat that. But what I really want you to know is that I've only been mayor of Vernon Township now for a year and a half. And I have never been more optimistic and excited about my town. I've lived in this town for 41 years. And we've come out of this COVID thing, what I call this COVID rainstorm, into what I believe is a rainbow of great potential for our town. There's a lot of good things going on. And these grants are absolutely essential to what we really want to do in terms of moving our town forward. We really want to be the town in the Highlands that demonstrate that you can actually do well at the same time by doing good. We want to do it the right way. And so we really thank you. We greatly appreciate you. And my presence here is just to say that. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Mayor Burrell. We certainly look forward to working with you and the residents of Vernon in the future. And I understand there's also a representative from Phillipsburg that would like to speak regarding their grant request. At this time, I'd like to welcome Phillipsburg planner Angela Knowles and ask our moderator, Carol, to unmute Ms. Knowles so she can provide her comments. Is Ms. Knowles there?
Ms. Knowles is here and she has been unmuted.
Yes, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak on behalf of the town tonight. Pretty much the update that Mary Jude gave you is a lot of what I was going to say as well, so I won't repeat that. I think, and just to note that a lot of the projects that she mentioned and things that are happening in the town really are a result of the support that we've gotten from the Highlands Council over the years. For this circulation plan, there's just two points that I really want to make about this. One is that we are going to look to include the Heritage Trail system that the Highlands Council funded planning for that a few years ago. So that's going to become an important part of our planning for circulation and pedestrian safety throughout the town. And then also just to kind of summarize a little bit about the type of public outreach that we plan to do for this. And this is something that I've done in other towns that's worked really well. And that is to conduct walkability audits in different neighborhoods of the town. And as you're aware, the town is fairly large. So as best as we can, we're going to split the town up into different neighborhoods and really empower the neighbors, the residents themselves, to encourage their friends and neighbors to come out and give their input as to the conditions in their communities, because they really know the conditions for bike and pedestrian safety in their own neighborhoods. And the way that it's worked previously is we've collected all of that data, and that's gone into preparing design guidelines for improvements to problem areas and challenging areas in those different neighborhoods. So putting that all together, we come up with a nice circulation plan that also has bike and pedestrian safety elements to it. So that's all I really wanted to say. Thank you again for the opportunity to speak, and thank you as always for your support to the town.
Thank you, Ms. Knowles, for your comments. We also look forward to working with your government and your residents in the future. Before we begin council discussion, well, we do have a motion and a second on this resolution, so I will open it up to any comments by the council. Any council members have any comments or questions on this resolution?
Member Van Epp.
If I may, two questions, mostly for clarification. With regard to the Harding Township allocation, it wasn't clear. I know that the council made recommendations to DEP, but who is it that is requiring the development of the water use and conservation management plan? Is it DEP through the water quality management planning process?
Well, let's have one of our staff members, Lisa.
Kelly, can you respond to that?
I believe it's actually it's a Highlands Council condition. So we'll be holding their hands through the process and making sure that it gets all the way from development to adoption to implementation.
All right.
The ultimate authority is through the DEP's Water Quality Management Plan approval. Right. That will be a condition in their approval.
All right. So this is our way of helping Harding Township meet an impending requirement from DEP.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the other question was with regard to Phillipsburg. I'm just curious, we've been reading, of course, about the ongoing discussions with regard to the redevelopment area along the Delaware River in Phillipsburg. And I'm curious as to how the circulation plan element work will dovetail with those ongoing discussions. Thank you.
So I believe that they will be looking at all of the traffic impacts, you know, both for vehicular traffic, which might be impacted by proposed warehouse development, and obviously some ongoing warehouse development that has been approved in the past, as well as the implications for safety for pedestrians and bicyclists. So I don't know exactly what they'll come to, but they'll absolutely be looking at the traffic flow that's going to be generated by land uses.
Thank you.
Any other council comments? All right, this is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Carol to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on the plan conformance grant funding resolution only. All other matters should be held for later in the meeting. Carol, please instruct the public on commenting.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. At this time, members of the public wishing to speak should use the raise hand option in Zoom or press star 9 on your phones. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. And please remember there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. Please begin your comments by providing your name and any organization that you're representing, and please indicate when you're finished with your comment. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes, and I believe our first comment is going to come from Julia Summers. I'm going to unmute you now, Ms. Summers.
Julia?
Thank you very much, Carol Ann. This is Julia Summers, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I don't know what to say about Phillipsburg. Phillipsburg is proposing, would like to give up public land on the river and give it or make it possible for a private developer to build on it, to include 450 parking spots for trucks, large trucks, in an area that is includes three census tracts that are considered overburdened communities. I just don't know how with a straight face you can talk about trying to protect pedestrian and bicycle safety. Maybe you could argue that it's all the more important that that people need to be protected, but clearly I don't think the town is interested in that. I'm sorry, I just had to say that.
Thank you, Julia, for your comments. Is there anyone else that would like to comment on this resolution?
Yes, we do have another raised hand. The phone number is ending 4723. I'll repeat that, 4723. I'm gonna ask to unmute you. Please follow the prompts.
Okay, 4723, are you there?
Yes, it's Hank Plump, farmer in Tewksbury. Question on this resolution. After we spend $195,000, how many towns, there's three of them there, have any sending districts to provide, you know, for the TDR programs? Let's say that 4%. But I don't understand, you know what I mean? It's a lot of money. And, you know, you're making the planners and the engineers very rich. But as far as the farmland for this, or however you could help the farmers on this thing, has nothing to do in this, none of this here thing here. So I'm kind of opposed to spending all this money, and you don't have a sending district out of any of those towns. Or if you do, would you tell me which one it is that has it? There's three towns here that are looking for that money. So I don't know where you'd, you know, it's a lot of money. Everybody's doing this and that, but there's no sending district. So I think maybe the Highlands Council's got to do a better job in bargaining with their monies here to get some sending district. Again, it's Hank Klump. It's a pleasure speaking with you again. And so good to be healthy and being here. So God bless you all. I'll sign off.
Thank you, Hank, for your comment. Is there anyone else that's in the queue that would like to speak on this resolution?
I see no other raised hands at this time. As a reminder, folks, if you want to speak, please use the raise hand feature in Zoom or press star 9 if you've dialed in only. And we will take your comments at this time. Chairman, there are still no more raised hands.
Okay. All right. Do council members have any further comment on this?
I have a question, Chairman. These resolutions are all bundled together. So we're not voting individually on all these recommendations.
That is correct.
So if I want to oppose one of them, I would have to vote no on all of them.
Well, I guess I'll ask our attorney if we could separate these projects at this time.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a motion before you get a comment from the executive director? I'd like to make a motion to bifurcate the five and vote one at a time.
I'll second that.
All right. Well, I don't know if we need a motion or a second. Let's just ask our counsel whether that would be appropriate that we vote on each one separately. Christine?
I believe that you can do that.
Okay. So let's take each vote. Yes. Council Member Dressler.
I know for a fact that you can do that. So you can.
Okay, I thought so. I just wanted to make sure. So
it's a resolution, it's not an ordinance, so you can amend it as you want.
Okay, so let's go back to Council Member Haltaway. Bob, would you please take one at a time? Let's start with Harding and just review or refresh our memory as to what each one entails as far as the amount.
A quick question on one of the town has three plans. We can take it by town or by each grant.
I think that I heard that they wanted to take them separately, all five. So let's go ahead and just do each one separately.
Okay, the Harding Township Water Use and Conservation Management Plan is for $65,500 and previously described.
Okay, so we need a motion on the Harding grant. So who would like to move
Councilman
that?
Councilman James, I'll move it.
Okay, moved by Council Member James. We need a second.
Second that, Mr. Chairman, Haltaway.
Okay, Haltaway is seconding this. Any other comments before we vote on Harding's grant proposal? Hearing none. Annette, would you please poll on the Harding resolution?
Yes. Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
I have a comment before I vote. I do not have this resolution in my packet. I have sent a message to Mr. Alstead. He does. I don't know why I don't have this resolution. So I'm going to abstain because I do not have the paperwork for these grants.
I do think it was emailed to you. I guess maybe when it was printed out that you did not receive it.
I'm going through every packet, a full packet that I got laid on my desk, and I do not have it.
Okay, so you're going to abstain.
Yep.
Okay, Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Haltaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Ams.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chair Richko.
Yes.
Okay, resolution passes for Harding.
We move on to the first Vernon grant resolution.
Mr. Chairman, the Vernon Township has requested a $15,000 grant for updating their farmland preservation plan, and it's been previously described. And I will move that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I will second it, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Council Member Haltaway, seconded by Council Member James. Any discussion on this, the Vernon, the $15,000 for farmland preservation? Okay, hearing none, please poll.
Council Member Alstead.
Yes.
Council Member Daugherty.
Abstain.
Council Member Dressler.
Yes.
Council Member Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Haltaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Ams.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin?
Yes.
Chair Richko?
Yes.
Resolution passes.
We move on to Vern in the second resolution.
Chairman, the second resolution for Vernon Township is a stormwater management plan at a $27,500 request, and it's been previously discussed, and I will move that.
Okay, move by Council Member Holtaway.
Chairman, I'll second it.
Seconded by Council Member James. Any discussion on this resolution? Hearing none, please poll.
Council Member Alstead.
Yes.
Council Member Daugherty.
Abstain.
Council Member Dressler.
Yes.
Council Member Francis.
Yes.
Council Member Holtaway.
Aye.
Council Member James.
Yes.
Council Member Sevetich.
Yes.
Council Member Van Abs.
Yes.
Council Member Vizioli.
Yes.
Council Member Vodin.
Yes.
Chair Richko.
Yes. So we move on to the last Vernon resolution. Bob?
Mr. Chairman, the Vernon has requested a $38,000 grant for their municipal center and trail feasibility plan, and it has been previously described. And I will move that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, moved by Councilmember Holtaway.
Move it again, second it again, Chairman.
Seconded by Councilmember James. Any discussion? Hearing none, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Abstain.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Councilmember Sevetich, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chair Richko.
Yes. All right, the last resolution was for Phillipsburg.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the town of Phillipsburg has asked for a circulation plan element for $50,000, and it's been previously described, and I will move that.
Moved by Council Member Holtaway. We need a second.
Jim Vizioli will second.
Seconded by Council Member Vizioli. All right, discussion on this Phillipsburg resolution. Who would like to start?
Chairman, I just want to commend Councilman Van Abs for realizing that one of these resolutions could have killed the whole package. I want to commend him on that.
Thank you, Mike.
This is Councilmember Sevetich. I was concerned about the comments that Julius Summers made on this resolution. I wasn't quite, I'm not up on it that well, but she always brings good comments that might be affect my vote. And I'm just wondering if I could learn some more about this so that I could vote yay or nay on it. I don't know if there anybody could help me out on that.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
Chairman, this is Carol. Ms. Summers has her hand raised. I don't know that you've announced a public comment period, but I wanted to make you aware.
Okay. Well, that is true. Since we did separate the resolutions, we can open it up again.
Chairman, can I get a ruling on that from our attorney?
Yeah, I'm just
because we had public comment. I'm not sure we have to open it up again.
I'm going to ask our attorney since we did have public comment on all five of these resolutions. Since we separated them, would it be possible for us to open this one up for public comment, this part?
Point of order, I don't think that's the question. The question is, do we have to? Not is it possible that we do? Possibly, okay. We could probably do anything, but the question is, do we have an obligation to open this up to public comment since we've already had public comment? And all we did was separate out these motions. We didn't change them. So
that's a good way to put it. We have that obligation. Yes.
You do not have the obligation to go through public comment again. There was public comment. It's a bifurcated vote. So there's no, we're not in violation of the Open Public Meeting Act.
Thank you.
Okay, so I will not permit any other public comments for these resolutions. And any other comments from council members? Okay, I'm just, you know, what Julia Summers said, I certainly wasn't aware of that. And I don't know if it really has anything to pertain to this resolution and the funding for what Phillipsburg wants to do. But perhaps we may want to pull this and or table it so that we can get the information that some of you have said in your comments that you would like to know more about. So I would ask the council members, do you want to vote on this or now, or would you like to have it tabled or pulled so that we can discuss it more? What is your comments?
Point of order again, Chairman. Tabling is a motion under Robert's rules. So if we're going to table, it doesn't get discussion, I don't think, but I can ask the attorney that.
It doesn't.
And it also, I think, takes a supermajority, two-thirds vote to table.
Okay.
I'm asking. That's a question. I don't know what the procedure is here, but I'd rather vote on it. I mean, I know how I want to vote, but if the council wants to table, then let's do it properly.
Okay. Well, I could also pull it. So let's have any other council members have any comments about what we should do with this motion at this time?
We have a motion and a second. Let's vote.
Okay. I do agree. Let's vote. Okay, so any other discussion?
Just one. Chairman, I think Dan Van Abs wanted to say something.
All right.
Yes, there's a difference between whether a project like this is funded and what is in the scope of work. And so a project like this can, in fact, conclude that a specific redevelopment approach is going to cause problems. A project like this could figure out ways of solving those problems. A project like this could determine that there is no problem. The question is all what's in the scope of work. And so from my perspective, if we could get clarity on how this question would be addressed in the scope of work, all we have is essentially a general description of the project. So we're missing a key piece of information from my perspective as a planner. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And before we do vote, Lisa, would you or any of the staff members like to comment on this?
I don't have anything at this moment to add to this discussion. I am, I think I would turn it over to Mary Jude and ask if she had anything further. And if not, you know, we certainly could take the opportunity to provide additional information to the council at a future date.
Interested in finding out where the project that Ms. Summers mentioned, where it is along the way in the process. Is it needed? Is it being talked about? Is it a done deal? You know, I'd like to know that.
Okay. I think we should vote on this. And if you want to bring it up at a later date, bring it up at a later date after whatever review.
All right, one last comment from Mary Jude, and then we'll go on. We'll vote.
Okay, so I am not all that familiar with the project that was raised. I've only read an article or two in the newspaper, so I really can't speak on that project. But what I can tell you is that the scope of work that was proposed by the town to do their circulation plan element is very comprehensive, and it would cover all of the aspects of transportation and traffic that is generated by the various land uses within the town. So what Member Van Abs is saying is correct. It's going to look at the situation and it will come up with some conclusions about which way to go with some projects. I don't know if we'll have bearing ultimately on the project that seems to be of concern, but I am confident that the circulation plan element that they're proposing is a good quality proposal and will answer some questions about transportation, both from a car and truck standpoint, as well as from a pedestrian and bicycle standpoint. So my point is it is a comprehensive scope of work.
Okay, thank you, Mary Jane. Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Abstain.
Councilmember Dressler.
No.
No. Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Interest of safety, no.
Councilmember James.
No.
Councilmember Sevetich.
No.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Stain.
Councilmember Vizioli.
No.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chair Richko.
Yes. All right. So the motion does not pass.
Four. Does not pass.
All right, we now move on to the Audit Committee. I'll ask Committee Chair Jim Vizioli for his report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our Audit Committee met on July 9th, and we were charged with the responsibility to review in some detail the report from the Audit Evaluation Committee chaired by Dan Van Apps. And after some discussion, we reviewed the report, the evaluation committee's report, and we had some questions relative to personnel movement and so on. And we had some discussion on the costs associated with the audits. And after some discussion with members Sevetich and Daugherty, we came to the conclusion that we are in line with the evaluation committee's recommendation to recommend Mercedian PC as auditors for the years 2021 through 2025. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, before we begin council discussion and public comment, can I get a motion and a second on this resolution for audit services?
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Councilmember Vizioli and seconded by, who was that?
Mike Francis.
Okay, seconded by Councilmember Francis. Any discussion? Hearing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Carol to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on the approval of the audit services contract resolution only. All other comments should be held to later in the meeting. Carol, please instruct the public on commenting.
Sure, at this time, members of the public wishing to speak should use the raise hand option in Zoom or press star 9 on your phone. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number, depending on how you are participating. Please remember there may be a delay before you're called on and before you are unmuted. Please begin your comments by identifying yourself and any organization you represent, and please indicate when you are finished. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. And Chairman Richko, at this time, I see no one who is chomping at the bit to comment on our audit selection.
All right, hearing or seeing no comments from the public, do any council members have any further comment? If not, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chair Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
All right, our final item on the agenda today, before we move on to other business and public comment, is a presentation from Cologne 310 Associates. In June of 2020, this council approved a contract for the development of an economic sustainability plan for the Highlands region. with advice and support of a steering committee made up of a representative from each of the seven Highlands counties and Highlands Council member Bob Haltaway, the Camoin team has made tremendous progress over the past year and are here today to provide us with an update. Our planning manager, Mary Jude Weiler, has been leading the project on the staff side, and I'll now turn things over to her to introduce our guests. So, Mary Jude.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. As you noted, the Highlands Council has been engaged in the development of an economic sustainability plan for the past year. We've conducted a robust outreach effort with our constituents and stakeholders. We've defined the economic profile of the region, and we've studied the target industries that contribute to our economy. Many people have had an opportunity to be involved in this project, and our consultants and the team of consultants has done a great job moving us forward. Today, they're going to give us an update on our progress and let us know the next steps in ultimately delivering an economic sustainability plan for the entire Highlands region. So I'd like to introduce Rachel Selsky, who is the Vice President of Camoin 310, and Alex Tranmer, who is the Project Manager for the Economic Sustainability Plan, who have really done a tremendous job thus far. And I'm really pleased to turn this over to Alex to give us a presentation.
Thanks, Mary Jude. So I'm Alex Tranmer, and I do have a presentation. Is it okay for me to go and share my screen now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so hopefully that should be full screen then. So we're here today just to talk about, you know, give you an update of where we're at. It's been a busy several months and we're really coming into the home stretch here and really at a critical point in terms of putting concrete strategies together for this economic sustainability plan. So again, just for the sake of keeping everyone and the public up to date, I'm with Camoin 310, as is my colleague Rachel Selsky. We are a full service economic development firm. This work for this economic sustainability plan is something that we really love to do, strategic planning, you know, with so many changes with COVID. And this is a really exciting plan to be working on. So we've got, you know, economic development planners really bringing their skills together for this type of work. And then we're also working with Mazur Consulting, who's got several offices in New Jersey, and they are bringing their engineering, planning, and GIS support and expertise to this team. So I'll talk a little bit more about their role as we go through the process, but just to say that our team has really been well suited to handle the questions that have come up during this process. So just briefly, the economic sustainability plan, Mary Jude mentioned sort of the elements that have gone into it, but essentially, you know, we're really looking to identify, especially again, as COVID has sort of shifted many industries and expectations in many industries, really understand how the assets and values of the Highlands region, how those translate into potential business and industry opportunities. And so looking at, workforce availability, housing, quality of life, all of these elements that really shape economic development, how can this process essentially is developing this 10-year plan that will ultimately help the region, not only in its work, in water conservation and water quality and really building that environmental quality of life, but also the business environment and a business's quality of life. And just to sort of define sustainability in this case, I know it can be used in many different contexts, different ways. And so for this plan, when we say sustainability, we really mean business longevity. And so that can mean a whole range of things. So whether that's businesses' ability to, you know, grow their business, whether it's their ability to innovate with certain tools and technology, whether it is to adapt to climate change, remain competitive in a changing field, all of those elements went into consideration in the industries that we studied for this plan. And so there are several elements that will ultimately make up the plan itself. Like Mary Jude said, we really got our foundation understanding what has been happening in the region and how that's changed with COVID. We looked at specific target industries that are best suited. You know, we set up certain criteria and really established a data-focused, data-driven way to identify what those industries are, in addition to the engagement that we have done. We've taken our GIS tools from Mazer and been able to align where those target industries are best suited throughout the region, right? Because a business or a certain industry is not going to be well suited for multiple reasons to certain parts of the Highlands versus others. So it was really important for us to identify what those particular locations were. And then our engagement has been ongoing throughout the past, you know, 7 or so months that we've been at this. So that has been with, I think that's on my next slide here. So a vast range of stakeholders, and that has really taken on an important part of this process. So that's been, you know, one-on-one interviews with experts in their respective fields. We are engaging at what we're calling the Technical Advisory Committee, and that's about 40 or so individuals that span a whole range of topics that have generated really great conversation for the research and sort of findings. They've been a good sounding board for the things that we've brought to them. Like Mary Jude mentioned, we've got our steering committee that's really been the driving force throughout this process. We've done our digital engagement through a Facebook page. We've done direct business engagement through a business survey. And then the latest element is our youth engagement and collaboration that we actually just started today, which is really exciting. A group of high schoolers from the region are going to help us develop a survey that's going to go out to a wider audience. That's really going to help us understand, you know, the next generation of expectations and values for, you know, that cohort and what they are looking for in the communities that they live in. And that's such an important part of looking at, you know, really how the region can remain competitive in terms of quality of life and being able to retain and attract talented young adults. So in terms of the ultimate goals of the study and how that's going to happen, right? That's been a big part of this whole process, is determining the how. And those are a lot of the conversations that we are having right now with the steering committee and the Highlands staff. But what we really ultimately want to do is develop this roadmap for the next 10 years for the Highlands Council that's going to outline strategies that are going to help really diversify and strengthen the region's industries. And so to do that, we've got our set of goals and strategies, which I will elaborate on in the next slide, and really take those strategies and identify particular stakeholders and leaders within that realm. And that is what the steering committee is helping us do right now, really having them step forward and you know, take ownership of certain strategies to drive forward. And also Highland staff, really understanding how their role in this is going to help the plan be sustainable in terms of implementation, in terms of it not just being, you know, a plan that is a nice plan but sort of sits there. We're really getting into the nitty-gritty of how it is implemented in practice. And so just to take a step back too, in terms of when we ask the steering committee, you know, at the end of all of this, how would you define success? If this plan, you know, in 10 years is extremely successful, what has happened in the region? And these were the top three answers that I've highlighted here. So we've got a diversified economy, we've got an increase in total number of jobs, and then maintained and enhanced water quality. So you see they are really reflected in those top three answers, really the the goals and values of this group and how they connect to the council's work.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Did you mention Mazer in your presentation?
Yes.
Mazer Engineering?
Correct.
I have to recuse myself, Chairman.
As do I, now that you're saying that, you're right. So do I.
I thought you say Mazer, and because I didn't hear engineering after it, I wasn't sure. But once I heard Mazer, I tried to break in. I've got to recuse myself on this.
Okay. I will also be recusing myself. I'm sorry.
Well, Mr. Chair, if I may say something, Mazer is one of my top consulting firms. They're absolutely outstanding. I don't see a conflict. If I can get a ruling from the attorney on a conflict, I don't see a conflict with the engineering they do for us versus what they're doing for the Highlands. Can we get a ruling on that? Because I really don't want to appreciate it.
Well, first of all, we are not voting on anything today as far as this is concerned. However, we can ask our attorney as to as far as recusing, can the members who want to recuse, do they have to leave the meeting at this time or whatever? So we have to ask Christine, are you there?
If I can also clarify, this is an update on a project that the council approved approximately a year ago. There is no resolution, there is no voting matter. It is simply an update for council members as to where this project is.
Lisa, my situation with regard to Mazer has changed. I don't want any potential problems ethically, I really need to recuse myself.
Okay.
And as a matter of caution, I'm gonna recuse myself also. I probably recuse myself on the vote for this.
Situation.
There is no vote.
In the beginning, we didn't vote to do this practice.
There was a vote when we hired this company, but there is no vote today. This is just the president.
I didn't say there was a vote today.
I will.
There was a vote that we had when we hired.
That is correct. I understand.
All right, so I'm recusing myself. That's
okay.
It.
We have a recusal from Council Member Dressler and from Council Member James. I'll ask our attorney if they continue. Can they continue to participate in this?
Yes. Chairman, this is Carol. Christine LaRocca has just messaged me that she has her computer locked. She is not in
Carol,
the meeting.
Carol, I'm not locked.
Okay.
This is Gabrielle Gallagher. So I can give you the legal opinion on this. There is no need for recusal. This isn't a voting matter. It's strictly an informational presentation. So there would be no ethical conflict. For any member to listen to a presentation, regardless of who's involved on the back end of it. It's simply a presentation, an informational session, so it does not raise ethical concerns where people would need to recuse themselves.
Okay, thanks, Gabrielle. But if the council members feel uncomfortable and want to announce their recusal,
they may do so.
Okay, so Council Member James and Council Member Dressler, you still want to recuse yourself from this?
Yes, because this information is going to, at some point, probably require a vote. I don't want to be a part of this process, period. So
right.
I appreciate what you're saying, but I don't agree with you. Not all lawyers are right. So I'm done.
Okay, so we have a recusal from Council Member James and Council Member Dressler. Let's proceed with the presentation.
Do we need to get off at this point, Chairman?
Okay, I will ask Gabrielle again, should they leave this discussion? I would think
no, so. It is not a requirement to leave during a recusal. You may, in fact, listen, you just may not participate. So your recusal is noted. You can leave if you'd like to, but there is no requirement that you do so. You just may not participate in the discussion once you have recused yourself.
Okay, and Mr. Chairman, I can text both Member Dressler and Member James when this presentation is done, should they wish and be able to rejoin for public comment at the end.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and do that. Is that okay with you, Council Member James? He may have already left the meeting.
I think he did.
Okay.
All right.
Let's continue with the presentation. Alex, I'm sorry for the interruption, but you can understand the position of the council members. So Alex, would you please continue with your presentation?
Absolutely, yes, not a problem. All right, so just a few more things to mention in terms of status of where we're at. So what we've got now and is what is in front of the steering committee is our draft goals and strategies. So what I wanted to share with you today is these goal statements. So we've got five here, and these are really sort of summarizing and encompassing all of the feedback, data, everything that we heard to date in terms of reaching those goals that we just talked about, these three here, right? These are the goal statements that will help us get there. So expanding awareness and understanding of the council's purpose and impact on the business community, right? Obviously the council is a reputation for the work that it does with water protection and the environmental work that it does, and really connecting that to the business community would go a long way in terms of, again, being able to reach those defining those goals that are defining success for the group. Strengthening the role of the council as a leader and regional planning assistance. Just as you talked about those planning grants earlier on in the meeting, those are so valuable to the communities that those grants go to. And what we heard was that some communities were just not aware of some of the resources that were available and were, you know, really excited to learn about them. And so just being able to really connect those resources with the communities that are most in need of them. Reinforcing the Highlands region as a center of natural resource protection, innovation, and technology. This is an area that really is thriving right now, and the ability of this region to sort of capitalize on the work that it already does really presents an opportunity to grow the business side and the contribution of the work that's already going on here, again, to really protect and grow the region. Number four is communicating the value of the quality of life in the Highlands region and how its current assets might meet, miss, or exceed market demand. And so this could be an element of housing, certain businesses, all of those elements that I had mentioned that really go into economic development, really taking a holistic look at quality of life and making it a desirable place to live for these young adults that we're engaging in the process. And then lastly, supporting the region's existing target industries and small businesses and their efforts to thrive and adapt in response to the new economy. So that really goes back to that sustainability term, focusing on the longevity of businesses in the region. And right now in economic development, the retention, the business retention aspect, really paying attention to and working with existing businesses is so important to sort of build that trust and ability to help those businesses within the region grow. That's the greatest opportunity to help those existing businesses really grow and thrive in the region to provide great jobs ultimately for residents of the region. So that is a brief sort of summary of the strategies itself. In terms of next steps and where we're going, this is just sort of highlighting where we've been at the end of 2020, where we've already been in 2021. I can't believe we've already basically gone through 7.5 months, but this year, we've still been engaging with our steering committee, additional interviews, the technical advisory committee, our industry analysis, and then so for the remaining portion of 2021, where we're ultimately going is a draft final report for the end of September. And so between now and September, we're looking at completing this youth engagement that we've got going, ongoing strategy refinement with the steering committee, staff, really understanding again how we get into the implementation plan and align the implementation plan with specific strategies. And what I'm hoping is at the end of September, we really already have some strategies that are actually underway, already launching before the plan's even done. And then we'll also complete a communications plan. So a lot has happened in this plan, a lot will happen from this plan. And what we really want is just to sort of tighten that up, give stakeholders a communications sort of summary about all the work that's been done and what they can expect, how they can get involved, and really where it's going to go from here, the end of planning, beginning of the launch of the plan. So, you know, it's really just the beginning in terms of implementation. And we really want to continue the momentum and collaboration that we've had in this process. So I will stop there, and Rachel and I are happy to take any questions, however you'd like to proceed. I will end there.
Thank you, Alex. Any comments or questions from council members on this report? Okay, I don't hear any. So Alex, thank you. And Rachel, thank you for the presentation. And please keep us updated. It's a great project, and we look forward to its conclusion. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we move on now.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I have a commitment at 6 p.m. here this evening. It's kind of important. So I would like to excuse myself at this time, if it's okay with you.
Okay, I just want to check on something to make sure that we still have a quorum. I know that council member James has left. Any other council members have left the call? Carol, can you tell us if there's any other council members that have left?
Looking right now.
Yeah, council member Dressler has left.
Okay, all right, so we are down to nine, and if Jim Vizioli leaves, that'll be eight. We still have a quorum. All right, so Jim, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, appreciate it. Thank you, stay well, folks.
Thank you, James. Jim. Take Bye-bye. Care. All right, we move on now to old and new business. Do any council members have any old or new business that they'd like to discuss? Okay, hearing
none. Mr. Chairman, would you like to give you an update on Lake Apacon?
Sure. Council member Francis. Council member Francis, I think you're frozen. What happened?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. You are.
All right, council member. I can see you and you can see me, but okay.
Yep.
Any comments about Lake Apacon? Yes, please.
Yes. Well, I have to report that we did another test result. You know, our Crescent Cove, which is 70 acres, the Borough of Apacon received a grant to install an aeration system in the 70 acres, 38 bottom mounted diffusers. And it's exactly just about a year since we installed it. And the test results are spectacular, actually. Phosphorus is down, algal counts are much better. I have about 4.5 feet of clear water. The weeds are a little bit of a problem around the edges, but the aeration is doing its job. The overall water clarity is really nice. A lot of boats fishing back in there now. It's a good fishing hole. We have completed our sewer line extension. We're in the process of taking 40 lakefront septics offline, which I think is going to help a lot. We've already started installations. We're not done yet. We have worked with the state and did some shared work agreement, and we've cleaned out the big mechanical chambers in Crescent Cove that have not been maintained in the 15 or 20 years since they've been put in. That's going to start making a difference. So overall, I think that we've made some wonderful improvements, at least for 70 acres of the lake anyhow. I'm working with the DEP as we speak. I have a product that treats helpful algae blooms with no chemicals. It's a mineral based coagulant. And when you have a bloom, you spray it on, it coagulates the bloom, clarifies the water, and that solved that problem. I'm still working with the DEP on how much chemical we still put in the lake by way of herbicides, but we're kind of forcing the people to do that. The state has turned over the weed harvesting to the commission. course, we had a terrible accident last year, which is not done. So that made the state turn the weed harvesters back over to the commission, who's in the process of trying to get people at least to harvest some of the weeds. But I continually work on a new technology to help our lake. It is the largest lake in New Jersey. And if we're about the water, we all need to care a little bit about that, because if Lake Apacheton gets sick like it did a couple of years ago, we're in really serious trouble. I will introduce to the DEP again, triploid grass carp, which is used in most other states. New York is a big user, and for some reason, New Jersey is reluctant, but I'll keep working on that, at least on a trial basis, like they allowed me to do with the aeration, and it proved to work very well. But I will keep you posted on our improvement. I'm thrilled with the results so far, and we have no signs of the blooms yet, because the aeration does help control that a little bit. It doesn't cure it, but it does help control it, and we're hoping that it controls it for the rest of the summer. So far, so good. But that's what's going on in Lake Apacheton.
Thank you, Mike. I observed the weed harvester on the second largest lake in New Jersey, Greenwood Lake, this morning. So it was out there. And let's hope we don't have to go through a summer like we did last summer.
Yeah, well, I'm working with the people at Greenwood Lake also with some of my crazy ideas. And so they're kind of interested in what we're doing. It's simple, it's natural. I don't believe in chemicals. We need to stop that. And so I will continue working with them.
We're certainly
through the chair, Mike Francis, I really do appreciate, I spent 9 years on Lake Apacheton, and I really appreciate everything that you do there trying to keep this lake healthy. It's important to the entire area, but I particularly enjoy the fact that you really put your life and effort into this. So thank you on behalf of everybody. Thank you.
Well, I'm grateful for the new director too. The new director has seemed to be, I met him, I chatted with him. Actually, I had his ear. We took a tour of the lake on Miss Lotta, and I did have his ear for a while, and he got an earful, to say the least. But he's very receptive to the new ideas. I see a little bit of a different personality with the department. Hopefully, that's a good thing, and I'm encouraged by that.
So you had him on a boat, and he couldn't get away?
Exactly. that was his mistake, not mine.
Yep, it was a mistake.
Very good, Mike. Thanks so much for the update. Any other council members have any other old or new business? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to public comments. We will now open the meeting for any general public comments. Before I ask Carol to provide instructions, I just want to remind the public that we welcome comments, suggestions, and questions of any kind during the public comment period. However, the purpose of this is to allow public comment, not to engage in a dialogue. If you have a specific question, please feel free to pose it and then follow up with staff via telephone or email. Carol, please provide instructions for public comment.
Sure. At this time, members of the public wishing to speak should use the raise hand feature on Zoom or press *9 on your phone. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your telephone number, depending on how you're participating. Please remember, there may be a delay before you're called on, before you are unmuted. Please begin your comments by providing your name and any organization that you're representing, and please indicate when you are finished with your comments. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. And the very first hand I saw go up was Julia Summers. Julia, I'm going to unmute you now.
Thank you, Caroline. I just thought that I would provide a little bit more information as I understand it about what's happening in Phillipsburg. The town did change the zoning at rather short notice and arguably with improper notice to the public on the site in question, where the slightly over 500,000 square foot warehouse is proposed, 450 bays, in a neighborhood of small streets and small houses. Hence my questioning the honesty, frankly, of the council in seeking this grant. That said, I do think that there probably is a lot of reason for Phillipsburg to receive a grant like this. I just think that maybe there has to be some opportunity for clarity. The change in zoning has been challenged and it is in court. There is also a question as to whether 7.5 acres of the site will actually ever be part of the site because it had it is impacted by Green Acres funding. And there is some clarity that needs to be provided about whether the town can actually turn over to a private developer public lands that are impacted by Green Acres funding. So it's a complicated issue. So I'm not saying that Phillipsburg doesn't deserve a grant like this at some point. I just think that this was premature and this issue needs to be resolved before you move forward. And I thank the Highlands Council for giving everybody that opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia, for your comments. And we move on to the next person in the queue, Carol.
And that is Angela Knowles. Angela, I'm going to unmute you now.
Angela?
Okay, hi. So I just wanted to say that obviously I'm a little disappointed at the council's decision tonight for Phillipsburg. You know, Phillipsburg is seeing a lot of new and redevelopment, and the purpose of this project really was to evaluate circulation as we respond to what's already been developed and what we know or can anticipate what might be developed down the road. There are real traffic issues now that this funding would have helped to evaluate and possibly mitigate. And to respond to Ms. Summers, first, I think maybe we need to have a conversation offline, but I think in general, there's a lot of misinformation out there. It's my understanding that the original project concept is already changing. And to just underline the point that the project that she's referring to is only a concept. There's no site plan, there's no application that's been made to the town. And when an application is made to the town, and if it is made and it moves forward, it will have to go through the proper channels, the normal application processes with the planning board and council. For now, we were requesting funding for a circulation plan that might have revealed more data needed for the town to consider any future development, including this conceptual one. And I don't think it's really fair to penalize the town on this proposal based on another project that's still conceptual. Hasn't even materialized yet. So I hope that we might be able to return to the council once members feel like they have enough information to vote again and hopefully in favor of this much needed project for the town. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela. Carol, who's next?
Next up, we have a phone number ending in 4723. 4723, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. Please follow the audio prompts.
I think that's Hank. 4723. Hank Klump, yes. Are you there?
Yes, yeah, it's Hank Klump. Hey, I'm at a loss here because I'm on the phone listening to the presentation on the substance economics plan presentation by the Camera Association. I didn't hear one word mentioned about farming and in the Highlands. Equity in the land value is a big thing here. So I'd like to find out, or if you could send me some, or maybe Lisa could send me something on how this project's going, because I couldn't see any of this stuff that you people all saw. So again, the farming in the Highlands supposedly was a big thing. The value of the equity in the land, has no equity anymore. So there, it's gone. So. And I just find it, I don't know what that, I must have knew how much it cost to have them do that associate thing to get this thing going. But I mean, they're talking like 10 years from now. I mean, let's be realistic. The only other thing that I have, and it's going back to the municipal land use law, 40-55D, 154, 156, in regards to the 4% TDR program, which, you know, I know we're in a COVID thing, and information is not forthcoming. So I'm at a loss as to where we are on that. And if somebody could send me some information on that, I would love to be able to read it. So, but from what I understand, there's nothing mentioned about it in any of the paperwork. So I appreciate that. And it's always a pleasure. Everybody stay healthy. And I'll catch you, God willing, maybe next month. So again, I'd like to thank the people that sent me this literature for sure. It's kind of a pain in the neck because the mail system is terrible, but your secretary did a nice job, put it out there, and I picked it up, and I'm very appreciative of that. Thanks again, and God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you, Hank. Perhaps you could give Lisa Plevin a call, and maybe she can get you a copy of the presentation, Alex's PowerPoint. So, you know, give her a call this week or next week. All right, who is next?
Okay. Next up, we have a phone number ending in 2328. Phone number ending in 2328. I will ask you to unmute yourself. Please follow the prompts.
2328. Okay.
I haven't quite unmuted. Okay. There we go.
Yes.
Hello. I also show up as Ann Moreno, MD. For some reason, my little raised hand isn't showing up, so I dialed in. I'm from Chester Township, and this is the first time I've seen one of your meetings or participated.
Excuse me. Can we get your name first?
Sure. I guess it didn't come through. Dr. Ann Moreno, M-O-R-E-N-O. I'm a private citizen in Chester Township.
Thank you.
And the reason why I'm calling is because I've seen the Highlands Council establishment for years, and I know a little bit about what you do. And I wanted to thank you for being here because I think you really help. And one of the reasons why I moved here more than 30 years ago was to be in a place where environmental resources and quality of life are protected. And thank you. So, but the reason why I'm calling is because recently members of the representatives of the Highlands Council have met with representatives of the Chester Township Council about the former Glenlora property in Chester Township. I'm especially concerned about it because my property line is shared with the former Glenlora property. And in an area that's beautifully wooded, high quality forest, good recharge, water recharge. And as part of the message that has been brought to the Chester Township Town Council meetings for the last two meetings, there's been a message saying that the Highlands Council is suggesting that certain protections be Highlands protections be removed by zoning changes for the former Glenlora property. And ways have been suggested how to do that by an RMP update, for example, where there really wouldn't be any public participation opportunity at all. So, you know, number one, I don't know whether that's the right message. I mean, your job is to protect the Highlands, and that seems inconsistent with a message about how to remove protections. And number two, I would like to have some participation in this process because I am an interested party. I do have property that would be impacted potentially by any changes made on the former Glenlora property. If there are any minutes available from those meetings, perhaps you could tell me how I could access the meeting minutes between the Highlands Council representatives and the Chester Township representatives.
If not, then I would just would encourage some real transparency to allow citizens to know actually what was said at these meetings. Because I don't know whether the message that's being transmitted, or at least my understanding of the message that is coming out of the Chester Township Council meetings, is the real message that should be conveyed. So if there are any minutes, could you tell me how to access them? That's my only question, and that's the end of my statement.
Thank you, Anne. I urge you to give our executive director, Lisa Plevin, a call, and she can speak to you about this. If not, she can have some of the staff members or a staff member discuss it with you to give you some more information and to get the information that you are looking for. Okay, so thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Who else is in the queue? Carol, anyone else?
We have one more person, Paul Stouter, I believe. I hope I'm not mispronouncing your name.
I actually see Paul on the screen. So Paul, you're on.
I have unmuted your line.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great, thank you. And thank you for your time this evening. I'll be quick. My name is Paul Stouter. I'm a resident of Chester, 12 Willow Drive. And I'm here just to provide a statement. I want to follow up a bit on what the doctor said, so I'll be quick. But I do want to add that I am a member of the Environmental Commission of Chester Township as well. But like the good doctor before me who spoke, who happens to also be a neighbor, I am concerned with what we've been hearing at the Chester Township meetings in regards to the Glen Laura development and redevelopment. And just to the point of what the doctor is pointing out, and I will follow your advice, Chairman, to get in touch with Lisa. But the recommendation by the council is to change the designation of the property to go to the Highlands and get them to simply change the protective zoning designation to community zoning designation so they can develop more of the property, which right now is protected. And we think it's a highly valuable, as it's been designated as well, as highly valuable habitat area with a lot of very sensitive species in it. We would like not to see that designation change. So that is the statement that I'd like to provide. And again, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Paul. And I will urge you also to call Lisa Plevin and you can discuss this with her. Thank you very much. Anyone else that's in the queue, Carol?
We have no one else in the queue now. Just as a reminder, folks, if you want to raise your hand, you should be able to access the raise hand feature in Zoom, or if you're just dialing in, press star 9. But at this time, Chairman, I'm not seeing any other.
Okay, folks, I'm going to wait 10 seconds, and if no one else is in the queue, we'll close the public comments. Okay, public comments are closed. We need a motion to adjourn.
So made. Make that motion, Hope, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we have a motion. We need a second.
I'll second it, Carl.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. The July 15, 2021 meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council is now adjourned. Stay safe, everyone. Have a good night.
Get vaccinated.
Good night.
Good night.